All right, welcome to this week's episode of The Higher Self. This week, I'm going to share with you a wonderful transformation of a beautiful young real estate entrepreneur from Houston, Texas. She happens to be a good friend of mine. We've been working together for a while, and I have a lot of love for her because she did it. She went in and she awakened and she healed, and life is awesome right now. But I'll let her tell you about it. I want to introduce you to Laura Miranda. Laura, say hello.
Hi. Thank you for having me, Danny. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited to be here as well. So, or be here with you. So, Laura, tell us a little bit about yourself. First off, you live in Houston, right?
Yes, I'm in Houston, Texas. I'm a single mom and real estate agent. And yeah, I mean, I feel like before meeting you, I was always just really, you know, I had to like hustle, you know, work really hard. And I think now it's definitely totally different. I'm still working hard, you know, but it's just totally different where I'm coming from.
What did that look like? What did it look like for you? And what did it feel like being you back then before you started your journey?
You know, it's hard for me to put it into words. I don't know. I feel like I was just like always just going with the motions. Like I just did what everybody else told me to do. And I did certain things because that's what's like expected of us.
Can you give me an example?
Yeah. Like, you know, as a real estate agent, you're supposed to like hustle hard, work 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. Like I was missing, you know, wasn't taking my daughter to Taekwondo practice. Like, oh, I have an appointment. I need to go do that. Or, you know, I just wasn't prioritizing my family and myself. And I think a lot of it was because that's what society makes you think, that you have to like just grind and work really hard. And it's not supposed to be like that.
And it was so funny when you said prioritizing, I thought you were prioritizing. You were just prioritizing what you thought you were supposed to prioritize. Yeah. It's the operating system of this world. You know, everyone is just unconsciously just going about doing what they think they're supposed to do. And when you awaken and you realize, wait a minute, what I really desire is I desire connection. I desire to never miss my daughter's Taekwondo. Ever under no circumstances, you know, because that's what she desires.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's interesting, Laura, I don't know if this, well, I know what happened to you and we'll share, but when you do awaken and you do heal, it's like all the money you ever wanted just shows up and you have the time to enjoy it as well. Is that what you experienced?
Yes. Yeah. I think almost doubled my income. And I've had like the last like month, like weekends off, which is amazing. And just like having time with my daughter and I'm not worried about anything. Like, I'm just like, it's okay. You know what? I attract business. It just flows naturally. And I feel like that mindset has just really like changed everything for me. And it's been a game changer. And, you know, I feel like when I healed, and then it's healing everybody around me. Like my daughter's like, mom, oh my gosh, I love this new you. That's what she says. And she'll be like, mom, like money flows freely. And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
it's so funny. It's just because, you know, the world teaches us that we have to grind and work hard. And, you know, the reason why it does that is because that's the opposite of what we really want. It's the opposite of being in our highest self, because our highest self wants to eventually develop a business or a stream of income or whatever the case may be that would allow us to, yeah, of course, work, but more than anything, spend time with our loved ones, you know? And this is another thing that most people don't realize, Laura, is that the other reason why that's the operating system of the world is because you keep working like that, you're going to work yourself down to the bone and you're eventually going to get sick and you're unhealthy. How has this affected your health? I've never even asked you this, but have you noticed?
No. Anything? Yeah. It's been a big difference. So like, I think one of like the, honestly, like So when we met in June, like I came home and I like cleaned out the, like I threw everything away. Like all of the pantry items, like, and I just started from scratch. So then that's like really changed. Now I've changed my mindset about like healthier foods, organic foods, and like putting like the best in my body. And I think just naturally, I've also started to prioritize like working out and like going outside and being connected with nature, which honestly, before Danny, I was just like, whatever, I'm going to eat these goldfish. Like, I don't
goldfish. Oh, yeah. Laura. No. I'm messing with you.
No, no. But I was like going to Chick-fil-A all the time. You know what I mean? Like, and it was also because I was always on the go. And now I'm like, you know what? No, my body deserves the best. I'm going to make time, go, you know, if I'm going to go eat, I'm going to go to this restaurant, get myself healthy food. So I think it's been like 3 months since we've had any fast food or, you know, so just like naturally things have just changed at home too. And now my daughter's like, I've packed her lunch every day since school has started, which old me, I would have been like, whatever, you're having whatever the school's giving you. Like, I don't want to, you know, I don't have time for it. And now it's just naturally a priority for me for her to have a good lunch at school.
It's so beautiful to see that when you're on this journey to discovering your higher self, you know, really what starts to happen is that internal happiness that we've been looking for out there starts to flourish in here. And when it starts to flourish and open up in here, then everybody around us that we really truly care about and love start to feel it as well, because they're the benefactors of it, you know? And so I just want to commend you, Laura, because the work that you have done and the bravery that you have had, and I say bravery because, and it takes courage.
It does.
Yeah. Courage. We talk about this at Awaken. Courage is that first energy level that once you step into courage, that's when your journey begins. Because Laura, it took you courage to be a part of our coaching program. Let's just start with that. Because we're not cheap, because we know we're going to get you the results, you know? But that takes courage. And that's a level that, you know, I saw a message yesterday on Facebook. I think it was, somebody said, I can't wrap my brain around paying you X to coach me. And I go, you just don't get it.
Yeah. I'll be honest. Like when I was like really skeptical. I was like, what the heck is this dude talking about? Like, no way.
And I remember this, because this is the promise. You'll double your income in less time worked.
Yeah. And I was,
that's my like, guarantee.
Really? Like, no way. Like, I was just like in total disbelief. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. Like, I think I got to the point where I was like, working so hard that I remember like driving home and I was like in tears because I was like so stressed out. It was like 10 o'clock at night. Like, and that would happen a lot. And I was like, this is not life. Like, I would tell my boyfriend, I'd be like, this is not how life is supposed to be. I love being successful, but if I'm like crying at night, this is not what I want. So I think I saw like one of your messages and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to like sign up. Like, who knows? And then even then, Danny, like I was like half-assing it for like 4 months. And then we went to the first intensive and I was like, oh, okay. And since then I started really, you know, joining more calls and being more proactive. And then I feel like really, I think like May, June is when really in June is when it just like clicked. And then I was like, oh my God, he makes sense. He's right.
You know, and I'll say the other thing is that it took courage for you to sit with the medicine. You know, that's another level of courage. And the medicine is beautiful because what it does is it you know what it does, Lauren, and you've experienced this, is it quiets that analytical mind, right? And it quiets that thing inside of you that says you have to be in the go, you have to, and it says, no, sweetie, hold on. Let's come back to what's really important.
I'll have to, this is funny. So actually, whenever my first ceremony with the medicine, I actually had like two deals where the option period was ending like at 5 o'clock that day. And I was like, so freaky. I was just like, oh my gosh, like what's going to happen? Like I'm not available. And I was like, kept thinking about it. And then during my ceremony, I would like think about it. And then it'd be like, nope, it's okay. It's going to handle itself.
That's right.
And sure enough, like when I finally got my, when I got my phone, it was like both agents were like, hey, we've agreed to repairs. We're good. Like, enjoy your trip. And so it just worked out. But the whole time I was worried about it. And it just kept reminding me, like, don't even worry about it. This is so little in comparison to everything else going on.
To life.
It's nothing. Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, Laura, there was one moment that it's coming to me right now, and I feel like I have to talk to you about it. I hope I don't make this uncomfortable for you, but whatever. We're here and we're live, so we're going
to go.
But I remember it was about 2 months ago, you know, where, you know, I keep up all of, I don't even call you guys clients. You're my family. You know, all of you guys, I see what's happening. Sometimes I don't comment or whatever, but I see what's going on, and I see, I see everything. I see the transformation. I see everything. And I remember the one post you made, you said like, you know, I normally don't post pictures like this because I used to have this story in my head where I didn't think I was pretty or I didn't think I was enough or I don't know what you said.
Yeah.
But you were like, and I'm ready to let go of that. And this is me. And if you like it, great. And if you don't, it's okay as well. And Laura, that's growth right there. That's growth. And I'm gonna tell you something else, Laura. And again, you know I love you, and this is not like, this is what I'm about to tell you as a brother, right?
Okay.
It's so interesting to me that whenever I work with people or I've worked with people, the story that's been blocking them, it's like the opposite of what they actually are.
Yeah.
It's always like this duality, because like when I think of you, Laura, I think like you're the prettiest thing in the world. You have like this awesome energy and you're always smiling. And just, I think you're beautiful. I really, really do, you know? And so when I hear that, it's like, isn't that interesting how a human being can like to the public be the opposite, but inside they have this thing going on, and humans do that about money, about health, about their looks, about everything. And I wanted to ask you about that. What does that feel like to have conquered that?
It feels amazing. You know, I feel like for me, it was always like, you know, society has like a certain mold of what a woman, like how you're supposed to be, like a size 2, you know, just different things. And so I felt like I was ashamed of that, you know, and I was like, oh, I hated my body. And, you know, and also like I was working a lot, wasn't prioritizing my health, wasn't working out. Like it was just a mixture of everything. And so like, I wasn't happy and I hated posting like body pictures because I'm like, you know, that's not what people post. And so then finally I got to the point where now I'm at the point where I'm like, hey, this is who I am. I'm not a size 2. Like I love me. I'm happy with me. I love my body. And if you don't, that's okay. But I love it. And that's what matters.
And that's the only thing that matters. That's the only
thing. Exactly.
So beautiful. So beautiful. I resonated and I connected with that so much. And I'm going to tell you why. You know, my story was, and I also want to like, you know, share a little guidance with you as well. But, I struggled with that for years. You know, I was about 40 pounds heavier than I am right now. And I was working 7 days a week and I was successful and, you know, I was doing everything that the world said to do. And yet inside I was freaking miserable, but I didn't even know that I was miserable because I was doing what the world said to do, you know? And it's interesting what happens, Laura, when we have this story inside of our head. And that was my story. My story was I'm unhealthy and I had massive body shame, right? We actually find ways to ensure that the thing that we don't want stays exactly the way we don't want it to be. So we work harder and we eat unhealthier, and all of these things, life starts becoming exactly, because I teach this all the time to you guys. I say the outside is just a reflection of the inside. So what I started discovering, and this is my little guidance to you, is I started discovering that the opposite was true. Like, I'm sexy as fuck, you know? But what started to happen was I started to love myself. I started to love myself so much that, like you said at the beginning of the call, I started to inspect the things that I put in my body where before I didn't. I didn't even care. It was like a, who cares?
Yeah.
You know? And then as a result, little by little, guess what started to happen, which you're experiencing now as well. It's like all of a sudden your body starts morphing because your heart starts morphing. The business started morphing because your heart started morphing. Your relationship with your daughter started morphing because your heart started changing. And that's what I want to, you know, share with the world. And that's really what I wanted to bring you on here is that, you know, the outside truly is just a reflection of the inside. That's it.
Yeah. And I'll add, like, before, I feel like I hated working out because I was doing it for the wrong reasons. I was doing it to, like, impress other people. And now, honestly, I've been waking up at like 5:30 in the morning to go work out and stuff. And now it's different. Like, I'm doing it for a different reason. I'm doing it for my health and for me and to feel better. I don't care about anybody else, you know? And so it just, that has really been the biggest change that I've noticed, like on the workout side, where I look forward to go for a walk and, you know, like go to the gym. Whereas before, like you had to drag me over there. Yeah. Like I didn't want to do it.
Yeah. So beautiful, Laura. So beautiful. If there's somebody out there watching you right now, you know, whether people choose to come to our events or, wait a minute, hold on. That's my second to last question. Have you been to Awaken? You did.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. What was that like for you?
That was amazing. So just honestly, like really learning, I think that's where we really learned like the power that you have inside of you, mm-hmm. the power of your breath. I had never done like meditating or breath work. And just really like connecting with yourself was incredible and something that I didn't think was possible. And it is. And that's that. I think that was like, for me, the glimpse, just the small glimpse of like what we are capable of doing as humans.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And my second question is this, you know, some people might be watching this, they might be streaming this, you know, whatever the case may be. You know my heart. If people want to come, they come. If they don't, everybody's on a journey, right? But for that woman, for that single mom that is watching you right now and that is seeing hope in you, because Laura, now you are the medicine to somebody else. That's how this works, you know? What's the message that you have for her?
I think it's let go of all of the limiting beliefs and what society tells you to do. Dig deep inside, because everything that you've ever wanted is already inside of you and you can do it.
I love that. I love that. Laura, you are wonderful. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you, because you know what? It took even courage to do this, because this is out of your comfort zone.
I know.
Zone. Yeah,
it is. Like any type of video is like out of so my comfort awesome. Zone.
And you're a pro. You should start your own podcast and interview me or interview other people. And,
right.
That's an idea. Yeah. I'll see you next week.
Yes, I will be there.
You're going to be there. And
thank
then,
you,
yeah. And then for people who want to connect with you, you know, And I would encourage this for all of you watching, especially for you moms, for you single moms out there who heard this story. You know, I say something is hiding is the opposite of healing, right? You know, you speaking out and you being vulnerable, maybe you want to connect with Laura and maybe you want to reach out and say thank you. Even something as you vocalizing that, that's opening your throat chakra. That's you expressing what you feel in your heart to another human being. Do that. I encourage you. And so if they want to do that, how do they connect with you on Instagram, on Facebook, whatever the case
is? Instagram. Yeah. Instagram would probably be the best. And it's Laura Miranda underscore HTX.
HTX. Got it. And Miranda is M-I-R-A-N-D-A, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Wonderful. Beautiful. And I'm sure they'll probably see you at the next Awaken that we have next year.
Yeah. Austin, if you have or any whatever. Questions.
Yeah.
Reach out to me. This has been like a total transformation and I honestly can't thank you enough, Danny. Like just the way my life has transformed is amazing. And I'm not saying it just like it honestly has changed so much.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say thank you because you're the one that had the courage to find yourself. That's all I want.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank awesome. You.
Thanks, Laura.
All right. Bye.
That's it for this week's episode of The Higher Self. If you enjoyed this, please make sure to leave a 5-star rating, share it with all of your friends, all of your family members, and post any comments or questions that you may have, whether you're seeing this on my website, YouTube, podcast, Spotify, whatever the case may be. We really are here to help guide you to your highest self.